message you're about to listen to is from the altar of Impact House International Church. Stay blessed as you listen.
It's my pleasure to welcome you this morning to the presence of the Lord. And we want to thank God for His grace, for His love, and for His kindness. Before I go into the word, I want to tell you this. This month of February is a special month. Please, anytime you are coming to church, be prepared in your heart. Anything can happen. Don't just come to church casually. Prepare that you are going to meet God, not man or woman. Because as you come with an expectant heart, anything can happen to you in righteousness. I tell you this, as God liveth, this month shall be your month in Jesus' name. It's a month of diverse wonders. A month of diverse wonders. Give Jesus a big clap for that. A month of diverse wonders. And I'll be speaking on Thanksgiving for diverse wonders. God is a God of wonders. And we have been seeing Him in the most unusual way since this year started. The kind of testimonies we are hearing this year, I've never heard His kind before. The way God has been doing great, and when He also spoke that I want to do diverse things. I told them in the course of Friday when we were having the first day of the fast, diverse means many. Diverse means multiple. Diverse means numerous. One of the major ways to get diverse wonders is through thanksgiving, through appreciation of God. I try to be as fast as possible to pave way for further praises. Important facts about thanksgiving. Some important facts about thanksgiving. Thanksgiving and praise is a constant formula for diverse wonders. Thanksgiving and praise is a constant formula for diverse wonders. Thanksgiving and praises of God is a formula, a sure formula that will bring about diverse wonders. Another thing important about praise and thanksgiving is that thanksgiving is special to God, is special in the heart of God. God is very, very particular about thanksgiving and thanksgivers. He's very particular about thanksgiving and thanksgivers. Number three important fact about thanksgiving is that thanksgiving delivers diverse wonders on the basis of understanding. Thanksgiving delivers diverse wonders on the basis of understanding. Now, this morning, why does thanksgiving lead to diverse wonders? Why? How? How does it lead to it? This is because, number one, God is motivated via thanksgiving. Somebody say motivated. Somebody say motivated. Somebody say motivated. God is always motivated via thanksgiving. If God didn't want to do something before, as in God did not want to act before, when you thank Him, He will act. God did not feel like moving. When you thank Him, He will move. God did not feel like blessing you. When you thank Him, He will bless you. If ordinary man can be moved by praises and dancing, in Mark chapter 6, verse 21 to 28, Mark 6, 21 to 28, a little lady, they called her daughter of Herodias, danced before Herod, king. And as she danced before Herod, Herod was having a party, a feast, and called his officials. And as she danced, the Bible says the man said, now dance, you dance like this. Now praise, you praise like this. Oh yeah, ask me for anything unto half of my kingdom. But unfortunately, the very stupid girl went to her mother, was a terrible sinner, who asked for the head of John the Baptist. You know the story very well. And they brought the head of John the Baptist on a platter and handed it over to her, and she took it to her mother, fried with her chicken and chips. If you can thank God, God will be moved. If you can thank, you know, motivated, it starts with M-O. It's like saying move. God is moved when you move Him in thanksgiving. If it looks as if God is not moving in your circumstance, if it looks as if you can't find God around you, God, where are you? In my studies, where are you? In my family, where are you? It's like you are not moving. Move Him through your thanks. If your tongue can move in tongues, your hands of God will be moved towards you. If your tongue can move in tongues, the hand of God will be moved towards you. Number two, very important, is that thanksgiving is the culture of the believer. I'm talking about important facts, and I'm showing you by the correlation between thanksgiving and diverse wonders. And I told you that number one is that thanksgiving motivates God. Number two is that thanksgiving is the core. Do you know that in every tribe, in every kingdom, there are cultures? Hello. You know, when I preach, I like to use things that you can understand. In every tribe, there are cultures. In some tribes, when they wake up in the morning, you have to prostrate to greet your father or kneel down. Otherwise, you receive a dirty slap. You know what I'm talking about? Is that how to greet me? Is that how you touch you to greet? Then, in some tribes, you can stand that. There are different cultures, different tribes, different ways of doing things. In the culture of the believer, thanksgiving is important. So, everyone that desires diverse wonders must embrace this culture, or is no more a member of this kingdom. I mean, look at Psalms 100 verse 4. Psalms 100 verse 4. He says, enter into his gates with thanksgiving. Enter into his courts with praise. You can't enter. You can, if you are a member of that kingdom, you can't enter except you know the culture. The culture is to enter with thanksgiving. You start a new day and you start with thanksgiving. Anytime I see another breaking of the day, I say thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Anytime I see another breaking of the day, I say thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. That's the culture. The culture of this kingdom. Number three, why does thanksgiving lead to diverse wonders? Is that the atmosphere of thanksgiving is the atmosphere of power. Someone say power. Someone say power. Anywhere you see thanksgiving, you will see power. You saw what was going on as we were worshiping God this morning. The Spirit of God was just moving. Many of you, as a result of the short worship we had this morning, sicknesses in your life has disappeared. Things that have troubled you before, you just get home and you just see that you cannot find them again. The atmosphere of praise and worship and thanksgiving is the atmosphere of power. Power of God is always prevailing where they are thanking him. Power of God is always there where they are thanking him. So if you desire to experience God's power, don't cease to thank God. Don't cease to thank God. Don't cease to thank God. The power of God moves anywhere there is thanksgiving. I told you the story a few times while in school as an undergraduate, always thanking God. I never by any chance failed a course. Those that normally sleep in class were failing courses. Those that they don't go to church, out of 7 days, minimum of 5 days I'm in church, including vigils. Friday vigil for leaders every night. Every Friday, 10 p.m., including personal vigils. Never the course. Because every exam is sandwiched with thanksgiving. Thank God for this exam. After the exam, thank you, Lord, for this exam. God takes control. That is how God will take control of your case. I say that is how God will take control of your case. That is how God will take control of your case. If you want God to step in power, step in thanksgiving. If you want God to step into a situation with power, step in with thanksgiving. If your voice has not ceased, wonders cannot cease. If your voice of thanksgiving has not ceased, wonders can never cease. In your life, wonder will never cease. I say in your family, wonder will never cease. I say in your family, wonders will never cease. Miracles will never cease. Let me hear your loudest amen. Let me hear your loudest amen. Anywhere there is praise, there is power, and power provokes wonders. In Psalm 22 verse 3, our holy, O thou that inhabited the praises of Israel. He's a God that anywhere there is praises, God will stay there. And once God stays there, there must be testimonies. Thank you, Jesus. Said thank you, Jesus. Said thank you, Jesus. Number four, why does thanksgiving lead to diverse wonders? Thanksgiving is a tool for terminating struggling. Thanksgiving is a tool for terminating struggling. For many people and many believers, struggling is like a way of life. Everything is about struggling. Struggle, struggle, struggle. Some even say, struggle continue. Luther continua. Struggle continues. The end of struggle. Thanksgiving. Once the sequel of thanksgiving is introduced into your life, the struggle must cease. That is why I know as a result of today's thanksgiving, your struggling will cease. I say your struggling will cease. In that business of yours, the days of your struggling is over. Thanksgivers don't struggle. Thanksgivers don't beg for bread. They don't struggle. Thanksgivers don't struggle. Their pot does not go dry. Their store does not go empty. The days of your struggling, that day is over finally in the name of Jesus. The days to which you and your family will be struggling for bread, phoning people for assistance over what you need to eat, how to pay your children's school fees, those days are over. Mark it, friends. The project you started last year and the project you are on now that has refused to complete because of resources, as you thank God today, no more struggle. I say no more struggle. With ease, the project shall be finished and completed. Let me hear your loudest amen. We are number one now. We're going to number five. Number five is that thanksgiving brings beautification. The glorification of God is what brings your beautification. And you glorify God. The extent to which you glorify God is the extent to which are beautified. God is looking for you to glorify Him. God is waiting for you to lift your voice in glory. God is waiting for you to lift your voice in adoration. El Shaddai, El Shaddai, Elohim Adonai, age to age you're still the same by the power of your name. El Shaddai, El Shaddai, Elohim Adonai, I will praise and lift you up, El Shaddai, Ilela, Ilela, Okaka. It will never be to tidy up this message. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Let me just keep some points so that we can, the atmosphere is filled already with the presence of God. The power of God is everywhere here. The presence of God is everywhere here. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Let me just give us just one more point and then we'll tidy this up. Why does thanksgiving lead to diverse wonders? Let me just go to the last and then we'll tidy this up. Thanksgiving makes God to raise you. That's why it leads to diverse wonders. Thanksgiving makes God to raise you. In Psalm 75, verse 5 to 6. Psalm 75, verse 5 to 6. He said, lift not up your horn on high. Speak not with a stiff neck. Sorry, verse 6 particularly. For promotion cometh neither from the east, nor from the west, nor from the south. To verse 7, 6 and 7 actually. For God is the judge, he pulleth down one, he setteth up another. The people that thank God and worship him and praise him, they are the ones that he lifts up. Those that are murmuring every minute, complaining every minute, they are the ones that he presses down. God will never press you down in Jesus' name. I say God will never press you down in Jesus' name. Losers mind what they are going through, but winners and praisers mind where they are going to. Losers, we always say, oh, rubbish. Dance for what? Okay, what reason am I to dance? And because of that, God suppresses them. He says, okay, I've not done anything for you. I've not done anything for you. Alright. He presses them down more. You see a person who is not ready to thank God. When you see them in 2017, by the time you see them in 2018, they have gone down. By the time you see them in 2019, they have gone further down. That will never be your portion in life. A murmurer, a complainer cannot experience diverse wonders. Diverse wonders is multifaceted wonders. Wonders in business. Wonders in career. Wonders concerning the children. Wonders concerning your health. The sickness in the body just suddenly disappears. Somebody's sickness disappears now. I say somebody's sickness disappears now. Somebody's parents' sickness disappears now. Somebody's parents' sickness disappear now. Somebody's fibroid disappear now. Let me hear your loudest amen. That our beloved sister that gave a testimony this morning, God blessed her with a child. I remember in this church, the day she gave testimony of her second year anniversary. I want to thank God. She got married. We did Thanksgiving here. First year passed, second year. And she came to God and said, God, it was that day I knew that this lady's case is settled. Say, God, I want to thank you for first year. I want to thank you for second year. And not long after that, the miracle arrived. Your own miracle will arrive. As you make it a habit to thank God, as you make it a habit never to frown anywhere. God, cannot even see me, you cannot see what I'm doing. As you make it a habit never to frown, you will not drown. Oh God, your amen is not born again. As you make it a habit to thank God, you will not drown. And anyone drowning already, you are coming out of that drowning state. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Wow! I know you must have been blessed by this message. Please feel free to worship with us at Impact House International Church, Praise Tabernacle, along Pipeline Road, Ilorin. For more inquiries, you can call 081-086-78878 or visit our website www.impacthouseinternationalchurch.org.